Yo los miro todos los días de mi vida. Todos los días pongo la computadora y pongo este canal y escucho a las maestras, escucho los testimonios. Y bueno, me encanta que haya gente que siente y piensa en esta manera de vivir diferente. Y bueno, los quiero mucho y aquí estamos en contacto. Gracias por estar. Felicidades.
Congratulations on your 5th anniversary. I've been working with Supreme Master Television for quite a while now, and it's been a very positive experience for us with your satellite TV channel. It's managed to get the message out to a bigger audience, a wider audience, and ultimately that helps in the movement.
Hello, enchanting viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. For a very festive celebration of Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary. Today we present the first in a two-part series featuring memorable highlights of the past year's shows. And what a year it's been, filled with profiles of fascinating wild animals from around the world. Stories of the heroics of noble, dedicated search and rescue dogs. Amazing insights from telepathic animal communicators. And visits to fantastic animal sanctuaries. We start with the 80 adorable giant pandas, living happily at the Chengdu Panda Base in China.
The 大熊猫在自然的状态中的话，它的饮食主要是以竹子为主。可以这样说，有99%以上的它每天的就是全年平均下的每天的食物以及营养物质，有99%是来源于这个食用竹的。
它的野外主要的主食，它就是竹子、熊猫果实的竹子，有牛氏鱼爪。那么它们最喜欢的竹子大概有27种左右。除了竹子之外呢，它们也会采这一些其他东西来吃，比如说一些野生的那些果类，还有植物，比如说当归啊这些东西。它有时候它还会吃一些树皮或一些草。
When Supreme Master Qinghai attended the COP16 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Cancun, Mexico, she was greeted by a magnificent zopilote, or American black vulture, who perched regally on her hotel balcony one day just to say hello.
Zopilote, so big, majestic and powerful. But he come so sweet like a pigeon. He look in the eyes, so sweet, so sweet. Full of love. My God, melts my heart, you know. I could just sit there forever, forever, forever. The two of us sitting there looking into each other's eyes. No words spoken. And he was so loving, love. Oh. If all human is so loving like that, we would have peace.
Alexander Nesterov is well known in Russia. He is an inspiring, enlightened trainer who compassionately teaches complex movements to horses without using anything that could potentially hurt or cause pain to an equine, including reins, bits, bridles, saddles, and even riders.
Перст, он же Ташун Ковитко, неистовая лошадь, оказался способным прощать и любить. Теперь, воспитанный по принципам от и коль, без наказаний, без железа, без любого ограничения свободы, он раскрылся как мудрое и благородное существо. И для работы с ним не нужно ни железа, ни принуждения, ни окрика. Впрочем, лошадь без золотого сердца найти на этой земле очень трудно. Я полагаю, немыслимо. Все они золотым сердцем.
In India, our hearts were warmed by the work of Maneka Gandhi, a member of parliament, champion of animal rights, and the honored recipient of the prestigious Shining World Compassion Award.
I simply cannot see the difference between a two-legged animal and a four-legged one. And I can't see them think differently. I can't see them love differently. I can't see them talk differently. We have to respect them as they respect us. In almost every which way, they are cleverer than us. They can fly. They can navigate. They can make straight lines without rulers. They can do millions of things we can't do. So to simply destroy a superior species or to eat somebody who's related to you, you know, genetically, the closest relation to a human is the pig. So to eat your first cousins seems to me to be gross.
We also met many animals who serve us in humble, noble ways, such as the search and rescue dogs, who willingly risk their lives to ensure the well-being of others.
They're so driven that we actually have to monitor them to make sure that they don't work themselves too much, especially in the heat. They'll work themselves till they drop if we don't. So we're very cognizant of it. We're very aware of what our dogs are all about. You know, we know when they're working and their limits from hydration and care and everything else. So the bond between the handler and the dog is very important.
This has also been a wondrous year filled with reports on animal heroes, such as Pinky, a friendly little boxer who allowed herself to be stung 40 times by a swarm of bees to save her caregiver's life, in recognition of her bravery, loyalty, and devotion. Pinky was honored with the Shining World Hero Award.
Every time I got hurt, she always goes directly to me.
I think that Pinky herself has a sense of loyalty that I do believe most dogs have. I think that the dog picks you, you don't pick the dog. And Pinky has been a special part of our family. Her heroism was completely unexpected, but it goes to show that they have loyalty. You just have to wait and let it show.
The past year also saw many touching stories of humans who saved animals' lives, such as Ray Cole of Australia, a Shining World Hero Award laureate who courageously rescued a helpless kangaroo from drowning.
They tried to save the kangaroo, but as they went to get it, the current had grabbed hold of the kangaroo and had pulled it further out into the river. My boy looked at me and said, "Can you save the kangaroo, Dad?" And so we went out to about 19 metres. That's how deep the water was, according to the markers. And from there, it was a struggle trying to stay up in the water, get the kangaroo. I was able then to grab it around the neck and lift it up onto the debris.
We met people who devote their lives to ensuring that animals are respected and protected, such as veterinarian Dr. Elliot Katz, founder of the US-based nonprofit organization In Defense of Animals, which was honored with the Shining World Hero Award by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I felt it was important for people to start thinking and acting as the guardian of that animal as opposed to the owner or master. It's a whole different relationship. But the next generation, kids growing up thinking of themselves as the guardians of the animals, will change the paradigm.
In addition, we met fellow animal lovers, such as Jennifer Parkhurst, an Australian wildlife photographer and artist who has spent years living among and documenting the lives of the delightful, dignified dingoes of Fraser Island.
The emotional life of dingoes is what makes them so special. They're a very family-oriented animal. Just the way that they interact with each other, it's really clear that they do have emotions and that they do care about each other. Also, dingoes are unique as far as wild animals go in that they have a long history of companionship with people. They like companionship with each other. It doesn't matter what the weather is, how hot it is, or anything like that. They always snuggle up close together when they're having their daily nap.
We featured interviews with many delightful telepathic animal communicators who shared their knowledge of the inner lives of our animal co-inhabitants.
Listen to the animals. A lot of people are scared to hear what the animals have to say. Don't be. If you can hear what your animal companion really has to say, what their wishes, what their dream is, then you can also enhance the animal companion's life. A lot of them say, be true to yourself. Do the things that you love, and really don't let people tell you what to do. This is your life. So a lot of animals say that.
We had the privilege of meeting Dr. Tetsuro Matsuzawa, director of the Primate Research Institute in Japan, who explained the deep, tender, loving nature of chimpanzees.
その中でこう一番心に残ることの一つは、お母さんと子供の結びつきが非常に強いということですね。子育てで言えば、お母さんは一人の子供を5、6歳になるまでしっかり育てて、そして次の子供にかかる。ですから、親子の間の絆っていうのは非常に強いものがあると思います。で、チンパンジーのお母さんって自分の子供を決して叱らないんですよ。叱らないし、叩かないし、邪険にしないし、無視しない。逆にそんなことされたら子供生きていけないですよね。で、その安心してお母さんに寄り添えるっていうことをベースにして、子供は徐々にお母さんから離れて、他の群れの仲間たちと親しくなっていく。そういう外の世界を探索するための安全基地、それが母親の役割、それがチンパンジーの親子の姿だし、愛情だと思いますね。それは優れて、美しいことだと思います。
And Woku Moleta, a vegan from Ethiopia, introduced us to his beautiful friends, Coco and Ilu the chickens and Kathy the canine.
They are very pure and they love you. They are very pure, because I love them very much. Yeah, we give them housing, we give them the food, we give them the attention they need, we play with them, the love, and they also give us food.
This past year, we also visited a radiant royal jewel, Her Highness Princess Maya von Hohenzollern of Germany, a lover of all animals.
Dass Tiere definitiv eine Seele haben. Tiere sind wertvoll, sie sind ganz kostbar und ein Tag ohne ein Tier ist definitiv ein verlorener Tag.
Und jeder, der sich für Tiere einsetzt, hat meinen allerhöchsten Respekt.
For our fifth anniversary, Princess Maya sent us the following caring message.
Sie sind der einzige Sender, der wirklich die Zusammenhänge zwischen respektvollem und würdevollem Leben, zwischen Glauben, zwischen kosmopolitischen Lebensformen, zwischen veganer und vegetarischer Ernährung, zwischen Liebe zu Tieren, zwischen Liebe und Würde zum Leben und der aktuellen, heutigen Situation herstellen und darstellen. Ich sende meine allerwärmsten Glückwünsche zum 5. Geburtstag von Supreme Master Television.
What's the best way each of us can protect our innocent animal co-inhabitants? Wayne Pacelli, CEO and President of the Humane Society of the United States, another of our distinguished interviewees, shared his thoughts.
Well, I do believe that if we're going to be active on animal protection issues, we need to take steps in our personal lives to kind of wring the cruelty out of our lives and the daily behaviors that we engage in, whether it's food or clothing or buying products tested on animals and, you know, opting for the alternatives.
Our animal friends are truly special, and without them, our precious planet would simply not be the same.
So they all have their code, eh? Secret code. I told you one of my birds, you know, the two green ones, the two of them, they left wild, actually. They have never been tamed. But I can tame them if I use the code, you know, for the female, I say, smart bird. Yes, and she responds to that. She likes that. And the male, that was a female, I said, right? Oh, that's female, yes. And for the male, I said, beautiful bird, and he likes that. Imagine, it's supposed to be the opposite, but that is the way it was. Female, smart bird, she likes that. And male, beautiful bird, he likes that. I wish that people do understand how to treat the animals, yeah, how to make them respond also. It was not that difficult. If you have love, they will respond and you can be easily tuned in with them.
Esteemed viewers, thank you for your company on today's program. Please join us tomorrow on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, as we present the concluding episode of our fifth anniversary special, featuring more highlights from past year's shows. May all animals be forever loved and cherished.
Przez 5 lat dajecie ludziom szansę komunikowania się z dobrem na ziemi. Bardzo serdecznie Wam gratuluję jako człowiek, jako Jacek Bożek, ale także jako działacz ekologiczny i broniący zwierząt. Róbcie to dalej. Będziemy Was wspomagać. Wy wspomagacie nas. Jeszcze raz wszystkiego dobrego.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/aw.